Dear friends in Jesus Christ, actually, it's not an easy gospel to explain. The context is Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. It's a final journey. On his final journey, he says, what should be the nature of a disciple? Apparently, it seems very negative at the first sight. He says one has to hate his father, mother, wife, children, and everything. Can we say by hating all this, can we follow Jesus? But the same Jesus says, love your father and mother. Do not hate anyone. Don't you see it is a contradictory scene? Even he said, love your enemies. And today, the Gospel Luke, we read, he says, only by hating your father, mother, family, everything, you can follow me. Our first introductory song was Follow Me. Beautiful song. What can it be? In the Hebrew language, actually, they use only either yes or no. There is no neutral word. In the Greek, to hate means to give low priority. So Jesus was saying, don't give the first place, the higher priority to all this. So only put in second. That is the word meaning hate. And thereafter he says, if you want to follow me, take your cross and follow me. We all have our own crosses. In the church, on the altar, we have a cross. The back of the church, on the wall, we have a resurrected cross. Many of the people wear crosses. And some of the European countries, it is prohibited to show cross in public. And Jesus says, take your own cross. We have our own disease, our own personal problems. What Jesus says, take a courage to take your cross. Don't eliminate it. Don't destroy it. Ask Jesus to give the power to take our own crosses. Then he says, follow me, because that itself shows he is walking in front of us. So there is a person in front of us, walking in front of us to bear our cross. Therefore, we are not alone. In all our sorrows, all our difficulties, we are not alone. Take that courage. Secondly, what does it mean to take cross? If I speak this, the same word, take a cross, to a Jewish community, they will understand differently. To take cross means proclaim that you are my king. That is the first demand. To take cross means I proclaim you are my king, kingship. And secondly, to take cross means I surrender, totally surrender to you. That is the second meaning of take the cross. And the third meaning, to take cross means I proclaim whatever you teach, whatever you say. So to take cross means three-dimensional. That's why Jesus says, you take your cross and follow me means I am there, I am your king. Don't look here and there. Proclaim whatever I have said and surrender totally to me. In order to take the cross, the first thing is that we need to hear his voice. He is our Father. It would be nice every day take the Bible, read maybe a couple of minutes just to hear what the Lord says. And secondly, feel that somebody, Jesus, loves us. Sometimes we feel we are being abandoned. Nobody loves us. Take the cross means he is our Father and we are the children and we follow him. It also says no too much possession, attachment to anything. Thereafter he says calculate the cost. That is the last paragraph of the gospel. It says you have to calculate what is to come. You have to plan your life. We need to plan our life with Jesus because he shares our cross. Dear friends, in short, what we should meditate today is that we should feel that there is somebody in front of us who bears our cross. And secondly, even if we fall down, he will come and take our cross and he will help us. And thirdly, don't ignore our own crosses, our own pain. And we have the courage because we are not alone. We are two people, Jesus and we are going the same path. We follow the same path. We follow the same person. We bear the same cross. That is our courage. Tomorrow on 5th September, we celebrate the feast of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. A small, tiny lady who changed the world. She took the pain. She took the cross of other people, tried to bear the cross of other people in our families, societies, wherever. Let's pray to the Lord for that grace. Amen.